The first round on trying to convince Congress to continue the peanut program was held in Washington this week. Speaking for the Southern Peanut Farmers Federation was Tim McMillan, a farmer from Enigma, Georgia. He testified before the committee in support of maintaining the peanut provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill and especially the price loss coverage program. He said that if the PLC program had not been in place, I'm afraid many farms in the Southeast would no longer exist because of the downturn in the farm economy, which has plagued us the past 3 years, he said. The Southern Peanut Farmers Federation is made up and covers about 80% of the U.S. peanut crop. They represent growers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi. The Federation supports maintaining the current PLC program in the Farm Bill, including current reference prices for peanuts, a separate peanut payment limit, and storage and handling provisions. According to McMillan, the 2014 draft, when we compare average prices in 2011-12 to 2016, prices see a 30% decline in the peanut prices. He said, I see a real impact of these numbers in the faces of my neighbors and hear it in discussions with lenders and our suppliers. Department of Agriculture says the net farm income in the U.S. is $62.3 billion, which translates to a 49.6% decline since 2013. So a strong support for the peanut program. They're hoping to continue the PLC. No word on when there'll be a next round on the Farm Bill preparations. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.